Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Parenting and the Household, February 23rd, 2026. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7. There is an often told story about a 19th century shoe salesman named Dwight. He was not a scholar, not a preacher, and certainly not someone the world would have expected to influence history. In fact, when he first started attending church, he failed the membership interview because he could barely articulate basic Christian beliefs. Yet one man, his Sunday school teacher, believed in the power of patient, steady, intentional discipleship. He visited young Dwight at the shoe store, sat with him, explained the gospel, and prayed for him. That simple act of spiritual guidance lit a fire in Dwight L. Moody's heart. Moody would later become one of the most influential evangelists in American history, touching millions of lives. One quiet teacher discipled one young man, and God used it to change the world. This illustration reminds us of a simple truth when someone intentionally invests spiritually in another person, especially the next generation. The results can reach beyond one lifetime. Parenting is not only about raising well-behaved children, but about shaping future disciples who will love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and strength. And even though most of our influence will not make headlines, it will matter deeply in the kingdom of God. Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7 is one of the clearest passages in Scripture about disciplining the next generation. It is foundational for understanding what Christian parenting should look like, and it is central to the Built to Last theme. Before Israel entered the Promised Land, Moses gathered the people and reminded them of God's commands. These verses sit within the Shema, the daily Jewish confession of faith, which proclaims the authority and uniqueness of the Lord. These words are not random. They were given when families stood at the threshold of a new life. God wanted his people to build their homes on his word so their faith would endure long after they were gone. In our world today, parents often feel stretched thin, overwhelmed, and unsure. Culture demands our attention. Schedules demand our time. Technology demands our focus. Yet God's design has not changed. If we want children who follow Jesus, we must raise children who follow Jesus. Discipleship is not automatic. Faith is not inherited by genetics. Spiritual maturity is not shaped by random chance. It grows through intentional, consistent, heart-level teaching in the home. But this calling is not only for parents with young children. Scripture clearly shows that every believer has responsibility to pass on the faith to the next generation. Churches need spiritual mothers and fathers. Students need godly mentors. Children need the witness of the whole church family around them. You may not have children in your home, but you have children in your church. You have young believers in your life. You have influence. And God expects you to use it for His glory. With that in mind, Deuteronomy 6, 6, and 7 gives us a framework for how discipleship in the home and discipleship across generations should take place. Let's walk through the verse part by part. Explanation of Deuteronomy 6, 6, and 7. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. Before God ever instructs parents to teach their children, He commands them to first receive the word personally. The heart in Scripture represents the center of a person's thoughts, desires, and decisions. In other words, the word must not remain external, something heard but not obeyed. It must be internal, something believed, remembered, and lived out. Children can easily sense when faith is real in a parent's heart and when it is only a Sunday costume. The first step of Christian parenting is to let God's word shape you. You shall teach them diligently to your children. The word diligently carries the idea of sharpening, like a craftsman sharpening a tool. It implies effort, repetition, and attention. Teaching children about God is not a once-a-week event. It is not a side project. It is a calling. We teach diligently by reading Scripture, praying with our children, shaping their worldview, correcting them in love, and guiding them toward the gospel. This kind of teaching is both intentional and persistent, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house. Discipleship begins in the ordinary spaces of everyday life. The home is the first classroom of faith. Conversations about God should feel normal, not forced or rare. At mealtimes, in the living room, during homework, these are natural moments where truth can be spoken into a child's heart. When you walk, by the way, in ancient Israel, walking was the primary mode of travel. Today it includes driving to school, riding to ball practice, or running errands together. The point is simple. Use the rhythms of life as opportunities for spiritual conversation. Moments in the car can become moments of discipleship. And when you lie down and when you rise. The beginning and end of the day frame a child's world. At night, children often feel vulnerable and open. In the morning, they are forming expectations for the day. These are sacred times for parents to speak truth, comfort, and encouragement. God is teaching us that discipleship is not limited to structured times. It is woven into the rhythm of daily life. Taken together, these verses call every believer to a lifestyle of discipleship that is constant, intentional, and centered on God's word. Parenting that is built to last begins with a heart rooted in Scripture and a home shaped by everyday conversations that point the next generation toward Christ.